You know what? One of the main questions that I get is, what should I do after completing or I've just finished my Google Project Management certification? At first, family, when I received this question, it was only from a couple of people. So I responded to them, whether it was a, you know, on an episode, they left a message. But when I started receiving DMs and other instant messages, I was like, I think I need to address this. So if you're somebody that is either in the Google certification program, and when I say that, meaning that you're working towards completing your Google project management certification, or you're someone that has completed your Google project management certification and trying to figure out next steps, whether PMP or CAPM. I got an interesting breakdown that I do believe is going to help some people make a decision of what direction they want to go in, and we'll take it from there. All right, let's work, family. So let's unpack the Google Project Management Professional Certification. What will you learn from if you go after the Google Project Management Certification? So very much so, at a very high level, this certification is for entry-level project management role. And family, things I'm discussing with you today, you can go right to the Coursera website. This is where I got the information from. So I just boiled it down to make it easier and digestible for you. But this is what you'll get. So from a high level overview, it covers the creation of effective project management documentation, artifacts through project phases. So from, I guess what they're saying is from initiating, planning, executing, monitoring, controlling, and closing. Then it provides you a foundational understanding of agile project management with a focus on Scrum. So Scrum has 3 team members, 5 events, and 3 artifacts. 3-5-3, basically. So it teaches that, which is good, really good, because for me to have to learn that stuff, I had to go get my CSM. And that's where I kind of learned about Scrum. And now I'm getting prepared for the ACP, and I'm working with my mentor, my project manager mentor, going through his training to understand, just revisiting some of these things. So that's good that they offer this at the foundational level. Next thing, the program emphasizes on developing strategic communication. If you've ever listened to any episode that I've done, I'm always talking about the foundational pillars, which is communication, problem solving, stakeholder management. But this is what I like that you don't see in a lot of certifications, or I should say certificate, is they're preparing you for real world project management environments. Now, how they're teaching that, I thought about going to go take this course for you and really doing a deep dive and doing a really deeper episode about it. But I was like, I'm trying to build out these things. I've been promising you guys this mentorship and the community. So this may have to take a back seat, but it's still on my list to go and take it so I can speak, because I got received how this came about. Quick story. I did an episode about the Google Project Management Certification, and somebody left a comment, was just like, well, why you didn't, you know, you need to talk about it more. If you didn't take it, how can you talk about it? And I was just like, that person had a good point. So I'm talking about it now, even though I didn't take it, but I'm really doing this, setting this up for somebody that's thinking about taking the Google Project Management certification or certificate, and that's already in it and trying to find out their why. Okay, let's go to the next point. So the time commitment that's required. So it's broken down into six courses. So you have your foundation of project management. This is 18 hours with 4 course modules. You have your project initiating, basically starting a project, is 23 hours. And then putting everything together, what they call project planning, 33 hours and 5 course modules. Project execution, running a project, basically 30 hours. Course 6, there's 6 there. Then agile project management is 26. And then you have your course modules, which is 4. And when I say hours, meaning the total hours they estimate is going to take you to complete that. You may complete it faster if you really just, you know, dedicate a lot of time. And then they ended off with their capstone, which is applying project management in the real world. And that's 48 hours and it is 4 course module. So I wanted to give you the overview, the high level overview of what to expect if you have either A, thinking about going to get your Google Project Management certification or certificate, however you would like to say it, or B, you're already in it and you're about to complete it. And you're probably saying, ED, you're telling me something I already know. I know, but I have to set the foundational framework before we jump in and answer the tough questions. All right. Now, your path to the certification of a CAPM. Eligibility requirements, secondary degrees such as a high school diploma or GED or global equivalent. You need at least 23 hours of project management education before the exam. Now, let me park here real quick. Because you've completed and you received a certificate for your Google project management certification, you would not be required to take the 23 hours because it is because I think you get 100 hours by going through the course. So, but fact check me on that just to make sure. So if anybody wants to fact check me on that, let me know. But I seen that and I'll go into that in a moment. So testing information, there's no experience required except for, and when I say no experience, I am talking about actually leading a project. So you don't have to, you could have never led a project and sit for your CAPM. There's 150 questions, 108 minutes to complete the exam. Now, let's talk about pricing. Member price, $225, non-member price, $300. If you've ever listened to any of my episodes, what I always recommend is getting that PMI membership, which is $159 every year. So once a year, you pay $159. It is definitely worth it, especially if you're thinking about taking a CAPM, then maybe taking your PMP, and then your ACE. What if you're thinking about taking different certifications? Because you can see it's a $75 difference between member price and non-member price. Plus, you also get other things with in there, you know, on-demand learning. So PMI really looks out for you when it comes to that. All right. Now, let's say you want to go from you got your Google certification. I'll say it right. Google Project Management Certificate. And you want to go after your PMP certification. Well, there's 3 sets of requirements, A, B, and C. So set A is high school diploma or secondary degree, 60 months or basically 5 years of leading and managing. Again, I'll say that again, of leading and managing projects within the past 8 years. And you will be required for 35 hours of project management education training or CAPM certification. You kind of see where I'm going with this. Maybe you don't yet, but you'll see it. Set B requirements, bachelor degree based, and then 3 years of experience leading our and managing projects within the past 8 years. Same thing applies here, 35 hours of project management education or training or CAPM certification. And then set C requirements, bachelor degree from a GAC accredited program, basically a globally accredited program, and 24 months, basically 2 years leading and managing projects within the past eight years, and 35 hours, same thing that applies to this. Now, again, some of that coursework can be pre-approved. And this is where the caveat kind of comes in with regards to the Google Project Management certificate. All right. So let's break down the testing and pricing information for the PMP. Again, you're required 3 to 5 years and some even longer than that based on what we just talked about earlier. There's 180 questions, 230 minutes to complete the exam. Now, this is the catcher. Pricing, if you are a member, $425. If you are a non-member, $675. Reason why I sounded that out the way that I did is because they just went up on pricing as of this year, which is 2024. But what I would recommend is, family, if you're really serious about having a career in project management, again, get your PMI membership. It would basically pay for itself because there's a cost difference. I think I had that before. So again, look at getting your PMI membership. Now, let's get to what you're all here for. What exam should I take, PMP or CAPM? I'm going to be upfront and straight and honest with you. No chasers. No, I'm not going to sugarcoat it or anything. If you do not meet the PMP requirements, then I would definitely recommend that you take the CAPM. What I've seen a lot of is that people will go and get their Google PM certification and think that they can get their PMP right away. But if you haven't met the PMP requirements, which is, again, let's go back and look at that. If you haven't met either requirement A, B, or C, then you will not be able to sit to take your PMP exam. Your application will get kicked back if you don't meet some of these minimums. And where I see a lot of people have challenges at is when it comes to the second part here, where it says, let's look at set A requirements, 5 years of experience leading and managing projects. Set B, 3 years of experience of leading and managing projects, or set C, 24 months, or basically 2 years of leading and managed projects within the past 8 years. That's the challenge that I see, because most of the time people have their high school diploma, but it's just that 5 years of having to say, well, you have to be, you legitimately have to be leading projects within 5 years, and they can't be parallel. What does that mean? That means if you have project A and project B running at the same time, that counts as 1 year. It doesn't count as separate years. It counts as 1 year. Okay. Now let's get back to, again, what you guys came for. The Google PM certification is a beginner level type thing. Those who complete it, you do get 100 hours of project management education that can be applied directly to the global recognized PMI credential. I got this information from the frequently asked questions on Coursera. Again, 100 hours, that's a lot of hours that you can leverage for your PMI, not for your CAPM. Now let's look at questions and answers. Would I take the Google Project Management Certificate if it was offered to me when I was coming into project management? Absolutely. And let me explain why. The reason why I would have taken this certification is because it's a beginner. It sets the foundation and allows you to understand how to, I think the biggest thing that really arrested my attention was how they set up the environment so you're leading a project almost in the real world, the capstone. That's huge, because a lot of times when you are taking courses, you don't have that opportunity to really start from the beginning, meaning you're creating a project charter based off the business case or feasibility study. Now you're building your project management plan, you're building your schedule, et cetera. So having that real world experience is gonna help you navigate the job market better, or even in your current role. What should I do after completing the Google Project Management Certification? After you complete that, my recommendation is to go after the CAPM. Now, I say that loosely, pending on what your experience is. So if you meet the PMP requirements, go after the PMP. If it was me, I would go after the CAPM and the PMP. Why? Well, because if you go after the CAPM, is more foundational, it's definitions, it's sometimes they even have EVM and Agile. So it really sets you up for success to kind of know what you're going to expect, but not really expect on the PMP. Because the PMP exam is situational. It's not as standard as it is for the CAPM, but the CAPM really is like a springboard, I really think. And it's worth it. I have my CAPM. You can look me up on certifications. I have my CAPM and I have my PMP, but the CAPM to me, well, both of these certifications, I mean, they were both challenging. I don't care what anyone says. Don't let someone try to fool you. It's like, yeah, you wouldn't even need to study for the CAPM. Just go and sit down and take the test. Don't believe that. If you do that, please let me know how you study to do that. Cause people have done that. Yeah, there are some test savants out there. However, it makes more sense because you're working on building a career in this thing called project management. All right, what if I have the experience to take the PMP exam? Again, like I said, if you do, go ahead and take the PMP exam. But I also, again, recommend the CAPM. Would you still take the CAPM or PMP exam prep course? This question right here is major. Why is this question major? Because going through a certification, the Google certification, is not preparing you for what the questions are going to be on the exam. I hope that makes sense. Okay, let me step back. So every time I went to go and get a certification, whether CAPM or PMP, I took an exam prep course. Reason why I took an exam prep course is because it gave me the opportunity to understand based on the content outline. See, the content outline is really where PMI, they're giving you the cheat codes in a sense. And basically, if you're not familiar with the content outline, go look it up on PMI.org under certifications for the CAPM. It will literally, you'll be able to pull that up. And one day I went through the PMP content outline. I think I only went through, I don't know which part I went through, but I did one full, I think it was either business. No, it wasn't business. I can't recall right now, but you can find it. It's called PMP Journey. Check those two episodes out if you're curious, because that the test is based off of the content outline. So with the certification, the Google PMP certification gives you the foundation to lead projects. But as far as test taking, I would recommend that you go and get a exam prep course. Okay. Here's my three transformational recommendations, and then I'll let you be on your way. And I hope I answered your questions. If not, please feel free to shoot me a DM, leave a comment, whatever works for you. Point number one, time and financial investment. As we understood, the PMP involves a significant investment. And I'm not talking just monetary. It's also a lot of study time. I never studied so hard for a test until it came to the PMP. Why? Because it's a situational test. And with situational tests, only thing you can plan for is the framework. That's why the PMP content outline is so important. Now with the CAPM, it's more memorized based. I think that makes more sense, where you have to memorize definitions and inputs, outputs, understanding the 49 processes, understanding knowledge areas, the process group, the project management lifestyle. These are all things that you need to be an effective project manager. I want to say a special note. Make sure you're committed and not interested. You make the decision to go after one of these certifications, I'm asking of you, just don't be a paper CAPM or a paper PMP. Continue to hone your craft. Continue to get better at your craft. All right. Point number two, career goals and aspirations. I don't know what you want to do as far as your career. Is this a money grab? Where what I mean by that is you're just getting these certifications so you can put them on your resume with the hopes of getting a new job opportunity? Or is this a career path that you really want to go down? If this is a career path that you want to go down and you're just a beginner, you've never led a project, I would definitely recommend the CAPM. I mean, you won't be able to get the PMP because, again, you wouldn't qualify for it because you don't meet the requirement. So start with the CAPM. Starting with the CAPM is don't let them trick you out of a good opportunity. And what I mean by that is go on these different job boards and type in CAPM and see how many job opportunities open up as far as pop up. We know the PMP is going to be a plethora of jobs, but also don't forget, and as they say, sleep on a CAPM. I think it's one of the most undervalued certifications because people don't understand there's a lot of hard work that comes with the CAPM as well. All right, I'll get off my soapbox. Last and final thing, the value of momentum. After you finish your Google Project Management Certificate, I would recommend, matter of fact, it's ideal time to pursue another certification while knowledge and momentum are still fresh. So family, I hope I addressed that question of, hey, what should I go with regards to CAPM or PMP? Again, if you have PMP experience, I mean, if you meet A, B, or C, one of those requirement fields, then go after your PMP. But you wouldn't be taking the Google Project certification if you already had the experience. So That's why I'm recommending go after the CAPM. The CAPM is a great certification. It's a great building tool. So you can even see, you may realize, I don't even want to be a project manager. So this is a good test to see, hey, do I want to pursue this career? I hope you pursue this career. This is an amazing career. This is something I truly fell in love with because of the flexibility, because of the leadership, because of all of the transferable skills where you should be able to go into any sector and lead a project effectively. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, that just simply means that I appreciate your time today. Thank you.